good news, if there is any good news in this, is that actually fatalities are down, but serious injuries are certainly up. We think some of that may be down to the fact that the way the police now categorise them, as a new national scheme for categorising casualties, and it could be that injuries that were previously described as perhaps being slight, perhaps a broken hand or a broken finger, now automatically go through their system as being a serious injury. So some of the increase may be down to that. And the County Council has, as part of its statutory duty, a job to analyse the data and work out what we can do to help reduce some of those injuries, and also to publish it. So part of our role is to publish that data that comes from Kent Police. Clearly, in my job, as you'd expect me to say, any number is too high, quite frankly. The fact that we've had a reduction in the number of fatalities is clearly encouraging news, but that still means there's 48 people that have had life-ending events, and obviously their family and friends and acquaintances are having to deal with the aftermath of that. So for all the, you know, the positive side of it reducing on a previous year, it's still a figure that's far too high. Well, the reason people end up in these kinds of situations and involved in these events is many and varied. We know that the majority of them are down to the choices that we as road users make. We make bad choices or bad decisions about how we perform and behave on the road. We know that there are some very common themes that crop up time and again that lead to life-ending and life-changing events. Things like speeding, drink driving, drug use, use of mobile phones, not wearing a seatbelt. They're the key things that we try to message on.